Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we come to the last hadith under the section of respecting the sanctity of a fellow Muslim, honoring him, showing kindness to him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing the rights that a person has and how we should try and fulfill it. An Abi Umarata al-Baral amarana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi sab'in ونهانا عن سبع أمرنا بعيادة المريض واتباع الجنازة وتشميت العاطس وإبرار المقسم ونصر المظلوم وإجابة الداعي وإفشاء السلام ونهانا عن خواتم أو تختم بالذهب وعن شرب بالفضة وعن المياثر الحمر وعن القسي وعن لبس الحرير والاستبرق والديباج متفق عليه وفي رواية وإنشاد الضالة في السبع الأول هذا أبو عمارة البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he commanded us to do seven things and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited us from doing seven things. Look at the beautiful style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side he'll tell Sahaba, this is what you must do. On the other side, this is what you shouldn't do, you should refrain from. So this was the beautiful style. In other words, giving Sahaba complete guidance and giving us also complete guidance. So this is how we deal with our brothers. As we mentioned that in some hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mention certain things. In other hadith, he'll mention other things, he'll add certain things. Or he may leave out certain things. Or he may bring completely new things. Just depending on the people that were listening to him, and at the need at that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would speak accordingly. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explains what are the seven things. So the sahabi that's narrating says that he ordered us to visit the sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to visit the sick. Next, number two, attend a funeral. Number three, to say, Ya Rahamukallah, to the one who sneezes. Number four, to assist. To fulfill the oath of a person who took an oath. Somebody took an oath that I'm going to do something good. And we should try and assist that person to make it easy for him to fulfill that oath that he took. Not that we make it difficult for him. So now that oath may berate. In other words, that's something that's good. He took an oath to do something that is beneficial, something that is useful, something that is good. We should now assist him to see that old oath can come to fruition. We must make it possible to help and assist it. That is the duty of a Muslim. Anyway, moving on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that help the oppressed. Next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, accept the invitation of the one who invites. Yesterday we explained that what is meant by this is that where a person is invited for a permissible function, for a permissible gathering, where there is not going to be anything haram taking place, there's not going to be any intermingling or music or any type of photography or videoing or these type of things, then a person ideally should try and attend, because this is something that is a right of a believer. He's inviting us with a good heart, inviting us properly, and there's no guna taking place, then we should try and go out of our way to accept his invitation. If somebody is busy and we can't make it for it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make the greeting of salam common. Don't just, Nabi alayhi wa sallam didn't say make salam, he said make it common. In other words, when you meet your brother, every time you meet him, make salam to him. And salam also, unfortunately nowadays, that we just restrict it sometimes to the first meeting. Sahaba, they would, when they would meet, and if, for example, if they were walking together, a tree came in between. So one Sahabi had to go on the right of the tree, one Sahabi had to go on the left of the tree, and then they would meet up on the other side again. When they would meet up on the other side, they would make salam again, as though we met again for the first time. So like that, they would continuously make salam common. This is what is meant by making salam common. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person shouldn't cut short. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam prevented that we cut short that salam. In other words, when we're saying the salam, then an hadfi salam, that we don't cut short that salam. That salam should be written in full. Sometimes we just write slums, S-L-M-Z. Or sometimes a person just writes salam. The right way is when making salam is verbally we say it fully. And when we're writing also, get in the habit of saying it fully. After a while, you'll find that it'll become a habit, and even that cell phone too is so clever, it'll pick up that person, just put the A-S-S, automatically the whole salam will come. But we shouldn't cut short on the salam. We should write the full salam. So this is what here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that a person should make, or we should make salam common. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now starts with the prohibition, what we shouldn't be doing. That he prohibited us from wearing gold rings. That a man should never wear gold rings. Gold ring is something that a man should be never wearing. So we should not wear gold rings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from drinking from silver utensils, sitting on red silken saddles. Saddle that is put on top of the animal, red silken saddles. If you look at these things, you'll see these are things that create haughtiness. These are things that create pride in a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cutting it from the root. You don't wear these gold rings. You don't use silver utensils for eating or drinking. He's talking about pure silver. You don't sit on red silken saddles. And you don't wear al-qasi. Qasi is a garment of flax mixed with silk. So it's not silk fully, but most of it is silk. So that type of garment also you don't wear. As ulama explained, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that leave these things. And the person in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that there is no share of silk, or there is no silk for that person in Jannah who chooses to wear it in this world. In other words, he is prohibited from entering Jannah, because that is the clothes of Jannah. Don't wear it here. In this world, we wear simple clothing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented from wearing silk itself, brocade and silk brocade. These are different qualities or different textures of silk that you get. Brocade, silk brocade, one is a much thicker texture and one is a less thick texture of silk. So now here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is prohibiting us from wearing this. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful thing. These hadiths, you'll find that they got so much, that making salam, it creates humility, it creates love in a community. And using expensive things like this, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about, they create pride. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to save us from pride and trying us to bring us on the road of humility. May Allah ta'ala give us this humility in our lives, so that when we have humility, you'll find that people will get along with each other very, very easily. This thing of not talking and person having a grudge against others, all will fall away when people have got humility. When you've got humility, you can find that 100 people can stay in one house, there'll be no problem. And when there's pride and arrogance, then even 2 people staying in one house becomes very, very difficult. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.